What is happening, guys? It is Michael Hilton here. Welcome back to another episode of Reigniting Men's Lives. So we just come out the gym, a little drive back home, and let's turn the radio off. We don't want that going off. There we go. Hope we're all well, everyone, and quick sip of water. Today I'm gonna speak to you a little bit about how you're feeling. Right, and the correlation between how you're feeling and doing the things that are important to you. So obviously, as a coach, helping people in business, helping men with all aspects of their lives, they generally come to me and they're kind of like, you know, this is going on, and we dig a little bit deeper and unearth a whole world of stuff. And with the man cave opening up, one of the things that I'm quite big on is talking about how you're feeling, right? How you're feeling. So a lot of people allow how they feel about something to stop them doing something in their life. So it's like they're sitting about waiting for this feeling to pass, waiting for these emotions to go, waiting for etc, you know, not to feel bad, to feel more self-belief, to feel more confidence, to feel a certain way, guys, about a certain situation, right, to take action. And I was on a call last night of a client of mine, and we was talking exactly about this, and he said, well, you know, when I feel like this, then I do this, right? It was around about his daughter. He wanted to create a better relationship with his daughter. And it's just the simple things, right? This is what I said to him. And I shared something with him that was helpful. And he said, oh man, I never even thought of that. And I said, do you know why? He's like, why is that? I went, because it's simple, right? It's the simple little stuff that we miss because we're too busy looking for all the complicated stuff. So basically, this guy wanted to create a deeper connection with his daughter. He sees her once every 2 weeks, yeah? But I said to him, like, how much do you speak to her in between that? Well, I don't really speak to her in between that too much. You know, I feel like she doesn't want to speak to me. See, again, it comes back to this feeling. I feel like she doesn't want to speak to me. I feel like she's this. I feel like she's that. I feel that she doesn't really love me. And I gave him a simple solution to his problem, which he can take simple action on each day, which is going to make a massive impact in his life. And he was like, man, I didn't even think of that. And I said, well, of course you didn't, because it was simple, right? Because it was simple. But the main thing is here, is you get up and you do this. This is the main thing, right? Is you don't sit about, you don't say, oh, I don't feel like doing it today, or the person hasn't got back to me, or, I feel a little bit off today, so I'm going to give it a miss. I say, you know, it's consistency, right? This is what creates empowering new habits in our life, is consistency, getting up. Right, getting up. So the last 2 days, I say last 2 days, not yesterday, but the day before, I felt real bummed out. I felt, you know, I did not feel good at all. But I still just done what I had to do. You know, I was doing my work. I had a coaching session with one of my coaches, and they really challenged me on something, and it brought up a lot of stuff. And I really didn't feel great after that. But I still just continued to do what I was doing, and I kind of noticed how I was feeling. And I'm like, right, okay, so, you know, they challenged me on something that I was doing, and I was like, right, this is how I'm feeling about that, but I will keep on going, right? And this isn't about busying yourself to try and avoid what's really going on, right? And it also isn't about sitting about dwelling on it, digging deeper into it, in the sense like going back into the past, or was it because of this, because of that? It's like, right, okay, I feel like this because of that, right? I noticed that, I feel that, so I'm just going to be with that, you know. Same as like fear and anxiety. When we're feeling that way, we don't do anything. I was talking to someone about when we're experiencing fear, yeah, we turn around and we just sit down and we read a book. So we're feeling fear. Let's say we're going to go home and have that uncomfortable conversation with our wife. Let's say we're going to go home and have that uncomfortable conversation about, you know, not made much money, or, you know, I really want to talk and connect deeper, but I don't know how to do that. So you experience these feelings, and you instead of pushing through those feelings and doing what it is that you actually want to do, you just turn around and sit back down and just kind of like, right, I'm going to sit on my phone, I'm going to read a book, I'm going to read a book on fear, and that's all helpful, but it's the action that actually counts, right? So when you're experiencing those feelings, it's okay to experience those feelings. Like I said, like, but you can take action on it. So I have a client of mine that's a very feeling person, and anytime they feel anything, they just down tools. And I said to them, why do you have to down tools? Because you're feeling that. And they don't actually know. They just think it's something that they have to do. Oh, I don't know. Right? And I said, well, cool. That's why you're doing it, because you don't know. So, you know, I experienced this, guys. You know, I'm not saying, like, there's uncomfortable conversations to have with my wife. I experience it, right? I experience days where I'm not on fire. I experience days where things don't feel particularly great, right? But if you allow yourself to... if you allow yourself to feel and then stop doing what you're doing, instead of just do what you're going to do every day, just make that commitment. I don't feel like going to the gym today. That one decision, I don't feel like going to the gym today, I'll go tomorrow, will set a little ripple effect that'll end up into a fucking tidal wave in your life. So if you don't feel like it, just get up and do it. Just move. Guys, thank you for listening. Briefly, I've got a couple of spots left. So if you're a man that wants to play a bigger game, you're a man want to step up, a man wants to be in a community of like-minded men that are going to support and challenge you, a man that wants to play full out, then I've got a few spaces left on my early bird on the Man Cave. This is going to be a subscription-based community, but it's not subscription based at the moment because it doesn't actually launch until sometime in November. This is just the early bird where people get to come in and play this game early for a selected few, so they get more time and attention with me. Not that they wouldn't if the community was bigger, but these are the early bird tickets to get in. So if you want to know more about that, head over to Instagram or Facebook, hook up with me, MICHEALHILTON, and we can have a conversation about what that would look like to jump in there early. If you want to improve your body and your health, you want to improve your relationships and your marriage and your relationship with your kids, you want to improve how you're being at work or how you're being in your business, you want to be a better leader, you want to generally live a more fulfilling, happy life, and who you're being, you want to up your game, let's chat. And I will speak to you guys on the other day. Create a fun, loving, extraordinary day, guys, and I'll speak to you soon.